Sounds expensive, Lorenzo said. He was right. Models sold for $375 to $725 each. It seemed pointless to even consider them, but Freddie encouraged Oscar to call anyway. Just ask for advice, Freddie said. Greg Detray answered Oscar's call in a mold-infested condo in Miami, Florida. He had only recently formed DistaGage and still worked as an insurance adjuster. He had been sent to New York after 9/11, set up shop in Texas after hailstorms pelted the state, and was now in Florida helping Allstate deal with a massive outbreak of residential mold claims. He specialized in catastrophes. DistaGage, he said, pulling his mask down. How can I help you? Detray had never intended to get into the laser rangefinder business. Initially, he had just bought one for himself because the mold-filled rooms he inspected were often nauseating and gave him headaches. The last thing he wanted to do was clamber over damp furniture with a tape measure. A laser rangefinder was an ideal solution. He didn't have to move around much, and it allowed him to take fast measurements. His wife and mother-in-law were also in the catastrophe adjustment business, so he decided to buy them rangefinders as well. But when he called Leica, the device's Swish manufacturer, the representative told him that they no longer sold to individuals, only large distributors. I'm 6 feet tall and 180 pounds, Detray said. How big do I need to be? The sales rep laughed and told Detray that he'd need to buy at least 50. It was far beyond what most individuals wanted. But the salesman underestimated Detray, who bristled at rules and non-creative thinking. Detray spontaneously wrote a check for about $10,000 and bought himself 50 devices. Now, when he rolled from disaster to disaster, he pulled a 6-foot by 12-foot cargo trailer loaded with laser rangefinders and sold them to whoever wanted an extremely precise Swiss-made measuring device. But he'd never gotten a call from a high schooler. Oscar explained that he was part of the Carl Hayden robotics team in Phoenix, Arizona. They were building an ROV to compete at a competition sponsored by NASA and needed to measure depth underwater. We were thinking about buying a laser tape measure from Home Depot, Oscar said. Those are pieces of crap, Detray said. He didn't feel that they were really laser rangefinders. They had a laser, but it was only to show where the thing was pointed. The actual range finding was done acoustically and often provided faulty readings. Those so-called laser rangefinders gave the whole industry a bad name. So definitely don't get one of those. Does your rangefinder work underwater? Oscar asked. That's a good question. Detray was intrigued by this mature-sounding kid from the desert. Detray thought of himself as somebody willing to take risks. Just look at all the rangefinders he was carting around. Clearly, these kids were also taking chances as well. They seemed similarly ready to try something new, despite what others might think, so he offered to do a test. That afternoon, he stopped by a Walmart, bought a clear plastic Tupperware container, and headed for the pool at Pompano Beach Duplex. He put a rangefinder in the Tupperware, submerged it in the water, and took some readings. It didn't work. The device gave a reading that was clearly wrong. He did it a few times, but kept getting the same wrong answer. At their next team meeting, Oscar called Detray back and put him on speakerphone. Well, sorry to say, but it doesn't work, Detray said. It's giving the wrong answer, but at least it's giving the same wrong answer every time. It's always about 30% off. The index of refraction, Christian blurted. Everybody turned to look at him. What was that? Lorenzo asked. The laser light is traveling through a medium that has a different density than air, Christian said. He got a blank stare from Lorenzo, who thought Christians sometimes spoke a different language. I get it, Oscar said. Water is harder to move through than air. It moves slower, Christian said. So, if we take 30% off the readings, it'll give us the right measurement, Oscar said. Exactly, Christian said. They might have solved the refraction problem, but Detray's devices still cost hundreds of dollars. But he was impressed. These kids had solved a problem he couldn't solve, and he was supposed to be the expert. He could sense their excitement, and he was excited for them. He decided to help. I tell you what, you guys want to use my rangefinder on your robot, I'll send you one. You can borrow it. Lorenzo was speechless. Nobody had ever given him anything of significant value before, nor had he thought that random strangers would be interested in helping him. Oscar also felt a surge of gratitude. He had a fundamental faith in humanity, though it had been put to the test when the army turned him down. This was a sign that things were looking up. Thank you, sir, Oscar managed to say, trying to keep his emotions in check. We really appreciate it.